If a Baal Bayis, meaning the owner of the Maaser Sheni, wants to redeem the produce of Maaser Sheni onto a seller, and there's somebody else who also would like to redeem the Maaser Sheni, and he also wants to redeem it for a seller, the Baal Bayis, the owner of the Maaser Sheni, has precedence to redeem his Maaser Sheni. The reason being is because the owner has to add a fifth to the price of redemption, and that is the halacha. Somebody who's redeeming his own Maaser Sheni, he has to redeem it for the value of the Maaser Sheni plus an additional fifth. Wow, if somebody else wants to redeem it, and he's not the owner of the Maaser Sheni, he could redeem it straight up for the value of the Maaser Sheni without adding a fifth. So therefore, both the owner of the Maaser Sheni and an outsider want to redeem the Maaser Sheni, since they both want to redeem it for the same price, the owner of the Maaser Sheni has precedence because he will redeem it at a higher price, since he has to add a fifth to the price of the redemption. If the Baal Bayis, the owner of the Maaser Sheni, wants to redeem his Maaser Sheni for a seller, and somebody else comes along and wants to redeem the Maaser Sheni for a seller plus an Isser, he's going to redeem it for an extra Isser. Now, an Isser is only 1/96 of a seller, so he's only adding slightly more to the price of the redemption. The other person has precedence to the owner of the Maaser Sheni. He will be the one to redeem it, since he is adding an Isser to the principal amount of the redemption. And even though an Isser is only 1/96 of a seller, so it's really not adding very much, and if the Baal Bayis, the owner of the Maaser Sheni, will be the one to redeem it, he will add a fifth. So therefore, the Baal Bayis would end up paying more for the redemption. Even so, we give the other person the right to redeem it. And that which the Baal Bayis adds a fifth, it's not the principal amount of the redemption, as it's possible to get out of paying that extra fifth, as we'll see later on. So therefore, since the other person is adding to the principal, he has precedence to the redemption of the Maaser Sheni. Ha'poydeh Maaser Sheni shalo moisif alav chamishis. Bein shehu shalo, bein shenitin lo b'matana. Somebody who redeems Maaser Sheni that he owns, he has to add an extra fifth to the value of the redemption. He assesses the value of the Maaser Sheni and pays that amount plus another fifth, whether the Maaser Sheni was his originally or whether it was given to him as a gift. In both cases, since it's now his, he has to add a fifth to the value of the redemption, as opposed to if somebody else comes along and wants to redeem your Maaser Sheni. Since he does not own the Maaser Sheni, he does not have to add a fifth to the value of the redemption. Now, that which the Mishnah said, that if the Maaser Sheni was given to you as a gift, you have to add a fifth to the redemption, it's talking about where the Maaser Sheni was given to you as a gift before the Maaser Sheni was ever taken off. As we had previously, you can't give Maaser Sheni as a gift. Maaser Sheni is considered mamon gavoah. It has kedusha, cannot be sold, and it cannot be given as a gift. So what the Mishnah means to say is that before the Maaser Sheni was taken from the produce was given as a gift, and subsequently you took off Maaser Sheni from that produce. That's what the Mishnah means when it says the Maaser Sheni was given as a gift. You can get out of paying the chomer, the fifth, for the redemption of Maaser Sheni. We had in the previous Mishnah that somebody who redeems his own Maaser Sheni, he has to pay the value of the Maaser Sheni plus another fifth. But if the Maaser Sheni doesn't belong to him, then he can redeem it without paying the extra fifth. And we said at the end of the last Mishnah that it's possible to get away without paying the extra fifth. And this Mishnah explains how is it possible to get away with redeeming your Maaser Sheni without paying the extra fifth. Ketzah. Amar Adam Libno Libito Hagdol La'abdo L'shukhasu Ha'ibrim Helach Moz Elu Ubdelecha Maaser Sheni Zeh. How does a person get away without paying the extra fifth when he redeems his produce of Maaser Sheni onto money? A person would say to his son or his daughter that are gadol, that are over 12 or 13, or to his servant or his maidservant that are Jewish, take this money and redeem my Maaser Sheni. As he gives them the money as a gift, and he knows they'll give him back the money after the redemption, and then they'll go ahead and redeem his Maaser Sheni. So that's how you get away without paying the extra fifth, as he's not the one who's doing the redemption. Instead, his son or daughter or servant or maidservant are doing the redemption for him, and then they'll give him back the money. So he's getting around paying the extra fifth for the redemption. Since he's not doing the redemption himself, he's giving it to somebody else to do the redemption for him. Avo leyomer kein lebno lebito hakatanim ulaabdo leshubchato hakananim ibnei sheyadam kiyadam. But this trick would not work if you gave the money to your son or daughter that are still katanim, if the daughter is under 12 or the boy is under 13, or you gave the money to your servant or maidservant that are katanim, that are not Jewish, because their yad is like your yad. Meaning to say that a servant or maidservant that is not Jewish, you own their goods. And whatever they acquire, it's as if it's yours. And so too, your young children, their yad is also like your yad. When your child picks up a metziah, a lost object, it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to them. So whatever they get is really yours. So when you give them the money, it's really like you're giving it to yourself. The money is still in your possession. So therefore, if they redeem it, they will have to add an extra fifth, because it's as if you're redeeming it. So it would not work in such a case. You would have to add an extra fifth, if they're the ones that are doing the redemption. The only way to get around of paying an extra fifth is to give the money to your son or daughter that's already a gadol, or to an eved or a shivcha that is Jewish. As an eved or a shivcha that is Jewish, you don't own them. You only have a right to their work, but you don't own their goof. And what they acquire belongs to them, not to you. So if they redeem it, they would not have to add an extra fifth.